Are you having a hard time getting people to do anything when they get to your website? Maybe you've done all the right SEO, the right social media, the right emails. You're doing everything right, but something's disconnecting when they're getting to your website. And for whatever reason, when they're on your blog, they're on your landing pages, they're on your sales pages, they're just not converting. They're falling absolutely flat. I was recently reading in Paul Cherry's book titled Questions That Sell that 20% of what's on your consumers' minds, they're delighted to share with you. But 80%, they're not giving up that information. So it's up to us to figure out what the 80% is of things that are on their mind. And let's say for just a minute that we become so relevant to our audiences that we're able to now convert them in a way that's measurable, a way that's meaningful, a way that's profitable. How do we go about doing that?
We leveled up one of our major funnels and it rapidly increased the conversion rate.
He thinks he puts his heart into what he does to be able to deliver.
You know, you and Macy, both super sharp, man. And that's one of the biggest pleasures of working together. You guys are like diamonds, you know, very hard to come across in the digital world.
Best looking profile on Upwork for ClickFunnels. This guy is the best. Like, this is the guy I need.
He's so thorough with his work. He shows you what he's done, why he did it that way, how to access things. I just so trust him.
Yeah, really into the detail and cannot recommend him highly enough. Buddy, thank you like for everything you've done. Love working with you.
Nothing But Up, the podcast, season two. With your host.
Jameer Angelo.
Sage by the flex.
Welcome to the podcast. It's Jameer Angelo, your host for Nothing But Up, the podcast. And I'm coming to you live from my simple home office in the province of South Cotabato. You're tuned in today to season 2, episode 14. And today is Monday, May 13th. And we're back at it again with another episode that will help you experience the power of a strong marketing funnel. Now, today we're diving deep into how you'd be able to create a strong and powerful marketing funnel for your business. And this applies to every niche. This is also perfect for small and medium scale businesses. And yeah, even for freelancers like myself. So let's take a look at what a marketing funnel is and how it can benefit you and how you can get started on creating an effective one. But as always, before we dive in, into today's episode, yesterday, Sunday, was Mother's Day. So mad love and shout out to all the moms who've been listening to our show. Of course, my mom, my mama, Mama Nena from Cebu nga Cebu. I love you. You know, we may have gone through some indifferences lately, but know that I truly love you. To my nanay here, our nanay, Nay Doors, thank you for everything and for always supporting us. We really appreciate you, Nay. And of course, to my wife, Macy, you've been my strength. You are the best. And I couldn't thank you enough. Thank you always for being here for me and our kids. And again, to all the moms out there, you guys are the real MVPs. Okay, now speaking of MVP, let's talk about the MVP for businesses. Now, you might be surprised, but yes, marketing funnels is a must-have for any business. So, let's say you have a fantastic product or service, a website beautifully designed to showcase your business, but then visitors come and go without making a purchase. Does that sound familiar? But today, guys, we're going to dive into the world of marketing funnels and let's talk about how they can transform your business by turning prospects into loyal customers. But first things first, what exactly is a marketing funnel? At its core, a marketing funnel is a strategic approach to guide potential customers through the journey from being aware of your brand to becoming satisfied repeat buyer. Right? Think of it something like a roadmap tailored to meet your customers wherever they are in their buying journey. Now, let's break it down for you. And let's try to break it down into four parts. The first one is awareness. Okay. Now, this is where it all begins. You need to create a buzz around your brand, capture attention, and spark interest. Now, social media campaigns, email newsletters, and informative content play a vital role here. And what I would always go for is always with paid traffic. Maybe it may be Facebook ads, Google ads, IG, LinkedIn ads, TikTok ads, YouTube ads, or even SEO. It really doesn't matter. Because paid traffic is the fastest and the most analytical-based traffic avenue to get data as quickly as possible. We need data. We need to see numbers to gauge if what we've originally crafted is working or not. Then we can go ahead and optimize. We need to be very visible, guys, to get visitors peeping into our offers. We also need leads to engage. The goal? Encourage prospects to take that first step by engaging with your brand. Okay. Now, secondly is consideration. Okay. From awareness, second step is consideration. Okay. Now that you've grabbed the attention, right? It's time to nurture those prospects. Provide them with valuable insights, testimonials, and case studies. Building trust is the key in this stage as you guide them closer to making a purchase decision. Now, at this point, they're seeking more information and guidance to evaluate their options before making a purchase decision. The focus here is on nurturing prospects by providing them with valuable insights, again, testimonials, case studies, and aiming to build trust and credibility. Third one, after consideration, is educational content. Now, offer valuable content such as, you know, blog posts, white papers, or how-to guides that address common pain points or challenges your audience may be facing. Now, this content should provide actionable insights and demonstrate your expertise in your industry. And then we have testimonials and reviews, right? Just going to need to share testimonials from satisfied customers or positive reviews to showcase the real-world experiences of others who have used your products or services. These social proof can reassure prospects and alleviate any doubts that they may have. Another good one is, you know, case studies. Okay, case studies. Try to present detailed case studies that highlight successful outcomes achieved by previous clients or customers. Now, these case studies offer tangible evidence of how your offerings have helped others solve specific problems or achieve their goals, making them high persuasive during the consideration stage, right? Now, another good one, and it may have been working for how many years now, is, you know, the webinars and demos. Now,
hosting webinars or, you know, providing product demonstrations to give prospects a closer look at what you offer and how it can benefit them. Interactive sessions allow, you know, prospects to ask questions and gain a deeper understanding of your offerings, making them more likely to move forward in the buying process. Okay. Another good one, last one, is email nurture campaigns. Now, try to implement email nurture campaigns tailored to the interests and the needs of your prospects. Try to deliver targeted content over, let's say, a series of emails, gradually guiding them through the consideration stage and positioning your offerings as the best solution to their problems. I'm going to give you some tips here. Let's talk about some examples on how you'd be able to model it. Okay. So for educational content, let's say you have a software company targeting small businesses, creates a series of blog posts titled, for example, 10 ways to streamline your operations. And each post offers practical tips and strategies for improving efficiency, showcasing the company's expertise in workflow optimization. For testimonials and reviews, now, for example, you have an e-commerce store. This is a pretty popular online business that people have been doing all across the globe. Try to prominently display customer testimonials on your product pages, featuring quotes from satisfied buyers praising the quality and the reliability of the products. And additionally, you can store, you know, and encourage customers to leave reviews after making a purchase, further building trust and credibility. Now, with case studies, so here, let's say, for example, you have a marketing agency, right? Try to publish a case study detailing how you help a client increase website traffic through your services, for example. It could be SEO, it could be funnels or ads or whatever the case may be. But the case study should outline the challenges the client faced, your approach to addressing those challenges, and the measurable results achieved, providing compelling evidence of your agency's capabilities, right? Now, and it's what I've said with another popular one with webinar and demos. So say you have a SaaS company, right? Try to host a live webinar demonstrating the features and benefits of your project management software. Now, during the webinar, attendees are given a walkthrough of the platform's key functionalities and are encouraged to ask questions in real time, allowing them to visualize how the software can streamline their workflow. Okay. Now, and this is probably one of the most important ones that I would really recommend, is setting up email nurture campaigns. Okay. And here's a good one. So if you own, let's say, a financial advisory firm, okay, try to create a series of email newsletters focused on different topics relevant to your target audience. And this could be something like retirement planning, investment strategies, and tax optimization. Now, each newsletter provides valuable insights and tips, gradually nurturing prospects and, you know, positioning the firm as a trusted advisor in their in your customer's financial journey. And then conversion. Now, this is the sweetest thing, right? This is where leads transform into paying customers. Now, offer irresistible deals, personalized emails, or exclusive discounts to seal the deal. Now, make it easy for them to say yes. Now, this phase is often considered as the sweetest part of the sales journey, as it actually represents the successful culmination of a relationship building process. Now, to facilitate conversions effectively, businesses employ various strategies designed to entice leads and make the buying decision as easy and appealing as possible. So here's a breakdown of the key elements and some examples that illustrates them. Okay. Let's talk about irresistible deals. Okay. So offering compelling deals and promotions can truly influence a lead's decision to convert. Now, these deals can come in various forms, such as discounts, bundle offers, or limited time promotions. For example, if you own a clothing retailing business, you can offer buy one, get one free deal on selected items. And another one would be an electronic store providing 20% discount on all purchases for first-time customers. Third one would be a software company, for example, offering a free trial period with access to premium features. Okay. Now, next to irresistible deals, we got personalized emails. So, personalization plays a crucial role in engaging leads and nudging them towards conversion. So, by tailoring emails to match their interests and preferences of individual leads, businesses can truly establish a deeper connection and increase the likelihood of conversion. So these examples are addressing the lead by their name and perhaps referencing previous interactions or purchases. Another one would be recommending products or services based on the lead's browsing history and past purchases. Last one would be sending exclusive offers or coupons tailored to the lead's specific interest or buying behavior. Okay. Next to personalized emails, we got exclusive discounts. So for exclusive discounts, providing exclusive, you know, offers or discounts can create a sense of urgency and exclusivity, motivating leads to take action and complete their purchase. So these discounts may be reserved for specific segments of leads, such as first-time buyers, loyal customers, or even subscribers. So, for example, a restaurant offering a limited-time discount for customers who book a table through their mobile app. Another one would be an online retailer providing early access to a sale event for VIP members only. And then finally, a subscription service offering a discounted rate for the first 3 months to new subscribers. So those ideas that you can certainly apply. Now, ease of decision making. So simplifying the conversion process and removing barriers, you know, significantly enhance the likelihood of leads completing their purchase. Businesses should strive to make it easy and convenient as possible for leads to say yes. So examples for this are streamlining the checkout process by offering multiple payment options, payment plans, and, you know, guest checkouts for new customers. Now, providing clear and concise product information, including pricing, the features, and benefits. And then finally, offering hassle-free returns and exchanges, reassuring leads that their satisfaction is guaranteed. Okay. Now, let's talk about loyalty real quick here, because that's the reason why we're doing this in the first place. Now, finally, the journey continues as you strive to retain these precious customers when they come into your business or your business, per se. And loyalty programs, you know, special perks, exceptional customer service would really keep them from coming back for more. Okay. It's not just about making a sale. It's really about fostering long-term relationships with customers who not only return, but also advocate for the brand to others. Now, here's a breakdown of some loyalty and manifestations examples, right? Customer commitment. So loyalty entails a strong sense of commitment from customers towards a brand or a product. This commitment goes beyond mere satisfaction with a single transaction. It actually involves a willingness to continue engaging with a brand over time, despite potentially cheaper or more convenient alternatives. So as an example, let's say a coffee enthusiast consistently chooses to buy their morning brew from the same cafe, despite other coffee shops being closer to their workplace, because they value the quality and the experience provided by their preferred brand. Now, repeat purchases. Now, one of the most tangible signs of customer loyalty is repeat business. So, loyalty customers make repeated purchases from a brand, often becoming its primary source of revenue over time. For example, a bookworm that regularly buys new releases from the same bookstore, opting to support their favorite local business rather than shopping online or visiting larger chain retailers. Now, this one, good one, loyalty program. Now, brands often implement loyalty programs to reward customers for their repeat business. Now, these programs typically offer incentives such as discounts, freebies, exclusive access to special events in exchange for continued patronage. Now, for example, a frequent flyer program offered by an airline rewards passengers with miles for every flight they take, which can be redeemed for free flights, upgrades, or any other perks that we can talk about. And speaking of perks, so special perks and rewards. In addition to formal loyalty programs, brands may offer special perks and rewards to their loyal customers, right? And these can include the same thing, personalized discounts, early access to sales, or VIP treatment. Example, a cosmetics brand, sends exclusive product samples and birthday gifts to members of its loyalty program, making them feel valued and appreciated for their continued support, right? Exceptional customer service. This is what I mentioned earlier. Providing exceptional customer service is crucial for building and maintaining loyalty. Now, customers who feel heard, understood, and well taken care of are more likely to remain loyal to a brand, even when, you know, issues arise. For example, a clothing retailer goes above and beyond to resolve a customer's complaint about, let's say, a faulty garment by offering a prompt refund or replacement, along with a handwritten, you know, apology note and a discount on their next purchase. Right? And this one, emotional connection, guys. So emotional connection is something really valuable, you know. Loyalty often stems from an emotional connection between customers and a brand. Now, these connections can be built through shared values, memorable experiences, or a sense of belonging to a community. So, for example, a sports fan feels a deep emotional attachment to their favorite team's merchandise, not just because of the quality of the products, but because wearing them symbolizes their, allegiance and identity as a supporter of the team. Right? You see, loyalty is about more than just attracting customers, guys. It's about nurturing relationships, built on trust, satisfaction, and mutual benefit. Now, by implementing this loyalty programs and, you know, offering special perks, delivering exceptional customer service, and fostering emotional connections, brands can cultivate a loyal customer base that keeps coming back for more. Okay. Now, let's talk about the juicy benefit of using a marketing funnel in your digital strategy, right? The first benefit is that it will help you increase sales. Okay, a well-designed funnel streamlines the buying process, making it easier for customers to complete their purchase. And you know what that means? More sales. And who doesn't love that, of course, right? Number two, better customer retention. By focusing on nurturing relationships, you're not only, you know, acquiring customers, but also keeping them around for the long haul. Happy customers are your best advocates, believe me. And last but certainly not the least, benefit number three, more targeted marketing. So personalization is the name of the game in today's digital landscape. With a marketing funnel, you can tailor your messages and offers to resonate with your audience, increasing the effectiveness of your campaigns. But creating an effective marketing funnel isn't just, it's not a walk in the park, guys. It requires careful planning, testing, and optimization. Now, here are a couple steps that you need, can probably take from me. Number one, understand your audience inside and out. So ask yourself, what are their pain points, right? What motivates them to make a purchase? Try to dive deep into their psyche to tailor your funnel accordingly. Okay, second one, diversify your content arsenal. So say blog posts to videos, infographics to social media. Mix it up to keep your audience engaged at every stage of the funnel. And then finally, launch your campaigns and keep a close eye on the data. What's working? What's not? Adapt and pivot accordingly to maximize your results. Okay, and remember, guys, don't lose sight of your goals amidst, you know, the crazy marketing frenzy happening. Keep your funnel focused on one specific objective, whether it's driving signups, capturing leads, increasing social media followers, or product purchases. A well-crafted marketing funnel, guys, is your secret weapon in the battle of customer acquisition and retention. So start building your funnel today, and you can literally watch your business soar to new heights. However, if you feel like, Jameer, this is too overwhelming, man, it's very hard for me to do, or perhaps you feel like you can't do it because you don't have the time to learn and learn the process deeply and be hands-on, I'm inviting you. Hit me up. Try to book a free consultation call with me. Visit my site. It's funnelexpertph.com here, and right there at the back. Hit me up. Go to my site, and we can always talk about it. We'll make sure that we answer your inquiry, right? We've been doing funnels, guys, for over 10 years now, and we've been recognized by ClickFunnels, which is one of the leading funnel building platform in the market right now. And we were able to grab the 2 Comma Club Award. And for everyone's information, that is for hitting over $1 million in sales using ClickFunnels. And we got that right here, you know, directly from Click. I'm not sure if you can see it, but nonetheless, let's talk. Let's talk, book a call, visit my site. We can take it from there. And guys, that's a wrap for today's episode. Remember, no matter what challenges you may face, there's always a way to rise above and keep moving forward. With the right mindset and determination, nothing can hold you back. Nothing but up. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more inspiring conversations like this. This is Jameer Angelo. Until next time, peace, y'all. Sage about the flex.